You may not know this, but I'm very aware of it. Happy anniversary. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Today is the one-year anniversary of my first Sunday with you. And, And I realized getting ready for this Sunday that I'm almost, but not quite, as nervous as I was last year. That was a very anxiety-producing month, August, last year. And this year, being on holiday, was the first time I realized that I could actually have a real holiday. Because I knew when I left at the beginning of August that I didn't need to worry about anything. And it was true. I absolutely did not. And that is because this parish is so strong and so capable that I could leave and really not worry that things would be fine. And they have been. We have a few more holes in our walls. We have a few things that have happened, but we are fine. I never would have thought a year ago that I would have been able to go on holiday and be able to let you go in a good way and come back as refreshed as I was. There's something about community that is fascinating. There are many things, actually, but one of the really interesting things about community is that we make contributions to it. I've sort of been doing an inventory about the things I'd hoped for and the things that we have done and the things we haven't done, and it doesn't really matter because we are where we are and we're moving in all sorts of directions. And so I know that I've had an effect on you, for better or for worse, but I also am very aware of the effect that this community has had so far on me. Community is like that. It changes every week in a parish, in fact, every day, because on Sundays, we never have exactly the same people here. And so each week, we come together and form a new community for this hour or this time, and at coffee, there's a different group of people, and when we leave this place, we touch our community outside these walls as well. And so we touch each other, and we touch ourselves in such a powerful way. We change how we are based on the communities we belong to. We are accountable to each other and to ourselves and to God for how we relate in our communities. And that's what the readings today, a little frightening for the beginning of our second year together, I have to say. First of all, we have the Lord passing over and killing those who aren't marked with the sign of God. And then we have the Ten Commandments, which I don't know about you, but they're always hard to keep. And then we have, of course, the whole thing about conflict and what to do about it. So I was sort of thinking those were not all good signs. Until I began to realize, but they all talk about the same thing. They talk about nurturing and protecting and building up who we are together. We are named by God as a community. We are St. John the Evangelist in this Ottawa Centre Deanery, in this Diocese of Ottawa, in this Anglican Church of Canada. We are part of a small community of us and a wider community. So we are named, much as the people were in the first reading. We are marked for where we belong. We have some rules to follow. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the way we want to be with each other. And we're working that out together. I have infinite hope in us. Not you, not me, in us. In what we can do and develop together, because we are going to work together in a positive way. And then there's going to be conflict. There already has been. Hate to tell you, but it's a good thing. Conflict is always a good thing. Conflict is what gets us going, what gives us energy, what teaches us lessons more than almost anything else. And so we're given some guidelines, but the most important thing about that lesson, it seems to me, is that it says that when you're gathered in my name, I will be there. decide that being in community and its ongoing changing and natural nature of always never being the same is much like renovations. Renovations happen, obviously. Our space is being changed. We had some hopes and dreams about exactly what that, we all had an image in our head what that was going to look like, and I can tell you right now, it's not going to be what we looked like, we thought, in our heads. Don't be disappointed, be surprised. There are things like regulations and city laws and all sorts of stuff that beautiful things sometimes have to be changed to be as beautiful, but not quite what you expected. So that's your warning. However, the overall beauty will not be undone. This will be a beautiful renovation. There are things that we expected. You know, it's an old building. There's going to be some challenges. There are some things we didn't expect, like windows where they weren't supposed to be, and bricks that would fall down in large numbers, and wonderful, wonderful workmen who are here every day working hard in the heat and the dust to do everything they can to help us make this even a more beautiful space. Communities like that. We're always under renovation. We get surprised, and some of it's great, and we're happy about it, and we didn't expect that to happen, and some of it's not quite what we were expecting, and we need to learn to work with it and live through it. And so I think that what the most important thing for us to remember as we begin this second year together as this community of priests and people together is that we're still under renovation. And I hope that we always will be, frankly, because we will change and grow and challenge each other and be together through it all, however long all of it lasts for. And so we need to remember at the bottom of that, in the depth of our souls and all of the challenges and all of the joys and all of the sorrows and the pains and everything that we go through together, that when two or three are gathered, God is with us here in this place and as we walk forth from it as we go home and into the world today. So may God bless us. May I continue to be nervous, not because I'm afraid of you, but because I'm accountable and because you're accountable to me and because we want to be the best that God asks of us. Amen.